On Sunday mornings around the world, when Christians gather for worship, the gospel is always read. It is read to the people. Most of the time, it's at morning prayer. The gospel reading can be read by anyone in the congregation. The intro statement, when the worship includes the celebration of Holy Eucharist, is read by the deacon or priest. The gospel then is proclaimed, not just read. It is read to the people and among the people. The gospel takes on a higher significance. The moment is set with a beautiful sequence hymn, and the people rise. And we get the sense deep within us that something dear to our faith is about to take place. The procession begins. The book of the word is resting at the altar, and it is brought to the people, led by the acolyte carrying the cross. The people bow to the cross and turn to face it. The acolyte then turns to the word and faces the word. The deacon or priest then proclaims the holy gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark, or to Matthew, or to Luke, or John. We give glory to Christ. The word is read. And when the passage reading is done, we give praise to Christ for the word. The gospel party then returns to the altar, and the sermon is delivered as an extension of the gospel. This is what happens every Sunday at Christian worship, except during Holy Week. There is no procession. There is no introductory statement. There is no proclaiming of the gospel. The setting is more solemn. It is simply stated, the passion of our Lord. All of our direction and attention is on the telling of Jesus' last hours on earth. The betrayal, his arrest and trial, the denials, Jesus' way to the cross, his suffering, and his horrible death. We begin Holy Week with the Passion reading. Depending on the year, from the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and this is year B, so we heard the Passion from Mark. And we journey to our Good Friday service, where we always hear the longer version, the passionate, detailed Passion according to John. We begin Holy Week hearing the Passion, and we close with the Passion. The readings from the Old and the New Testament are always vital, and we heard this morning elements of the Passion in these readings as well. They're powerful and meaningful. The sermon, not so much. But on Palm Sunday and Good Friday, our focus is on the Passion. So thank you, Rob, for bringing us the gift. And thank you for your attentive listening And thank you for those readers that have stepped forward to read the longer version of John's Passion on Good Friday. I encourage us all to continue in the Passion this week. Read it again at home. Read it again this week by yourself, with a dear friend, or as a family. This year marks option of the gospel. There were three options for the Passion of Mark. The very long one, which tells the stories of over two chapters. And then there's half of that. And then there's half of that again, which we read today. So my encouragement then is to go home and read all of it. The whole story. A chapter before and finish out the chapter that we did not cover here this morning. And take notice. Always when you read, take notice. When does the Spirit touch you? When does it ask you to pause? What phrases stir emotion? And I read this over again this morning and I said, all of it does. All of it stirs emotion. And so when does it touch just a little bit deeper? And then talk about it. Journal about it. Take notes. Pray on it. Hold those pauses close to your heart because they are real. And when you start to read, go ahead and give glory to God because it is real in our hearts today. And when you finish reading it, go ahead and give praise to Christ because it is real. It is right and good to give God thanks and glory and praise always. Our Lenten season has prepared us for Palm Sunday. And today's Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Mark, prepares us for Holy Week and for our special services that we'll be having on Monday, Thursday evening when we commemorate the Last Supper and the gift of the Eucharist. On Good Friday, with the Stations of the Cross, when we follow the journey of Christ to the cross. And on Good Friday evening, for the service and the Passion, and then the Stations again. And all of Holy Week prepares us for the joy and the exuberant celebration that is new life in the resurrection at Easter. May we all experience all that is Holy Week. May we be stirred, our emotions and our spirits. And let's continue to study with attentive hearts and open minds and with joyful spirits. Amen.